The Brewers wrapped up their road trip in Chicago with a 4-1 win over the Cubs. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bryce Terang clubbed a two-run homer, and Isaac Collins added a two-run single as the Brewers became the first team in the majors to 80 wins this season. Terang's homer, his career-best 14th.
I'm getting older as a guy, too, so the strength is getting there. I don't try to do too much. I'm not trying to hit homers. I'm not trying to get more power. I'm just swinging at good pitches to swing at and trying to hit it hard.
Cubs won 3 of 5 in the series, but gained only a single game in the standings on the Brewers, who start the day today 7 games up on Chicago. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
I described the series as we kind of held serve. We probably needed a little bit more, but we win 3 out of 5, and that adds up 3 wins. But today stings a little bit. To get in today's game, obviously, would have been a big one, and they played a better game than us.
Brewers are hoping for some good news on shortstop Joey Ortiz today. He left yesterday's game with a left hamstring injury. One other game in the National League Central, St. Louis down Tampa Bay 7-4. Midwest League, Wisconsin over Beloit 6-2. Packers wrapped up training camp with their final joint practice of the summer yesterday, the day featuring several skirmishes between the two teams, first of which involving Packers right tackle Zach Tom.
Like, we were in the huddle, and somebody in our huddle, like, it's already kind of disrespectful that they're in our huddle, and then somebody gets hit while we're in the huddle. Got to have some pride.
Two teams wrap up preseason play on Saturday afternoon. Russell Henley sits atop the leaderboard after the opening round of the Tour Championship in Atlanta. Henley shot a 9-under-61 and has a 2-stroke lead on defending champion Scotty Scheffler. The high school football season kicked off around the state of Wisconsin on Thursday night and will continue with more game action around the state tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.